Good morning. Welcome to worship on, well, at the end of this long holiday weekend, this first Sunday in July. We are now halfway through the year, past halfway through 2025. Doesn't seem possible, does it? Good to see you all this morning. As you can see, we've got dueling microphones going on this morning. We had a little trouble with the audio system last week. It wasn't, well, it kind of worked and it kind of didn't. It was temperamental. So I think we've got the problem remedied. But just in case, David brought his portable recording equipment, and we're going to use both this morning to see if we've got the problem solved or not. We will know soon. So I'm going to stick pretty close to here this morning, just in case. Good news announcements you wish to share this morning? Come on, you had a nice holiday weekend. There's got to be some good news. I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. Oh, birthday, 2 years old. Luther was 2 years old. On what day? That we have to sing happy birthday to Luther this morning. Should we sing happy birthday to Luther right now? Can we sing happy birthday to you? So we have to sing happy birthday to Luther and... We just got birthdays all over the place. Okay, you ready? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Luther. Happy birthday to you. And everybody else that had a birthday that we're coming today. Happy birthday. Others. Well, as you can see, it's Communion Sunday. Everybody is invited to the table. Jesus turned no one away, and neither do we. We practice pew communion here. The inner ring in the trays is wine. The outer ring is a grape juice, if you have a preference. We serve one another, pew communion. Also, you will notice today that we are back to using our glass communion cups from who knows how far back. David was telling me this morning, and I was aware of this because I use the glass ones for home communions. I didn't know we had that many different sizes. David says we have 5 different sizes of glass communion cups. So take your pick. They're in there. Whatever your preference is. Others. Chris. I hope so. That's good news. The continued prayers also for Nancy Walker. Nancy, yesterday, she was moved to Good Sam. I went to see her Sunday afternoon, and I was there again on Wednesday, I believe. Lost track of the days. She's told me that it looks like that's going to be her permanent home. I don't know if that's been confirmed yet, but she said it sounds like that's going to be the case. And that's not a bad thing for Nancy. So keep Nancy in your prayers as well. Others? Oh. I did not know that. Others? Yes, the floods of Central Texas have taken numerous lives and caused much destruction. Other good news, the parsonage no longer has a chimney above the roof, so it's not in danger of falling down and doing any more damage to the roof. That was taken care of on Monday. We also have a new sump pump in the boiler room. They discovered this past week that the one that was in the sump ran all the time, would not shut off. Got it to do a temporary, but it did it. It started running all the time again, so Mick has replaced that. Good news for me, I had a post-surgery visit from my hernia surgery 3 weeks ago now. I've been cleared to do a little more gradually, and in 2 more weeks, I can, Dr. Young says, do whatever you want. But I can move on, so as long as I ride, I can't push, but I can ride, so we'll make that work. So that's anxious. The farmer in me wants to get back on the machine
and do a little farm work. So so that's good news for me anyway. Anything else? Chris? Okay. Could you please come up and do that? It's, we can't, not everybody could hear you last Sunday.
My name is Camden Nygaard, and I'm not the greatest student. I'm not the most accomplished or the most involved in the community. I'm not the one with the highest GPA, nor am I the most involved in sports or theater. That's not why I'm here. I'm here because somebody took a chance on me. I'm not sure if it was one person or a whole committee of people or anything in between. However, I do know that I'm not going to let them down. In October of 2023, I almost lost my life. I spent about 2.5 weeks, 16 days in the Des Moines Mercy One Children's Hospital fighting for my life. They couldn't get my numbers stable, and I didn't know if I was going to make it out of that hospital. There's nothing like almost losing your life, and along with it, everything you've ever loved, hoped for, dreamed for, and worked for, to realize just how much you let your life pass you by. I took for granted the life I've been given and didn't take advantage of the opportunities handed to me, and then I almost lost a chance to try. But I didn't. By some miracle, I was given a second chance at life. I wasn't going to let it pass me by this time. I missed almost an entire term of school when I was recovering, and I had a 2.9 GPA. Yet I still managed to graduate a semester early with an almost exactly 3.0 GPA. I had to relearn how to walk when I was in the hospital because I underwent a surgery that cut through almost all of my core muscles. Yet I still threw myself into volunteer work and managed to earn my silver cord. I'm not here because I'm the best student. I'm here because somebody saw how determined I am to make up for lost time. In the essay for the scholarship committees, I said exactly this. I was honest about my experience because I knew it didn't define me. And at the end of my essay, I left it with this statement. I know the life I want to achieve is possible, a life where I can be happy, healthy, and make a difference is within my grasp. I just need a chance to reach for it. The reason I'm here today is because somebody gave me the chance to reach for my dreams. I don't know if it's one person or entire committee, but I do know I'm not going to let them down because 2 years ago I didn't know if I would even make it to graduation. Now I have the chance to make it through college, and that's more I think I could ever have asked for. I am now and forever going to be grateful for the chance I've been given. I'm not letting another opportunity pass me by. So in short, thank you. And that young lady, when she read it at the Mahaina reunion, she was in tears. It was pretty, you know, powerful. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Sandy Buchanan gave me a note to share with you. It's from Jennifer Davis, who's the director of the Community Connection Center that we share facilities with. So I will read that to you now. It says, thank you so much to you and everyone at First Congregation United Church of Christ who has worked so hard and provided support to help make the Community Connection Center come to life. Lots of new activities and opportunities coming soon. Jennifer. And they have a number of activities right now. It's essentially an English class. I think they're doing three, and they're talking about having a daytime one as well. So lots of things in the planning. You may have noticed that the Community Connection sign that was in the yard out front of the west entry doors is not there right now because a weld broke on that, so Mark Davis was going to take it back and see if he couldn't have that fixed. So it'll be back soon. Anything else? Looking at the week ahead, this week is as busy as last week was not. Today at 2 o'clock, Pam and I will be going down to Manson to the decommissioning, dissolution of the covenant of the Manson United Church of Christ as they close their doors. They have sold their building to the community and it will become a community daycare center. We'll be down there this afternoon. Tuesday, meeting day, Committee on Ministry meets via Zoom on Tuesday morning at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. The Mission and Memorial team meets, and I think we're meeting here, so we'll meet in my office. It'll be cooler there. And that evening I have a Pilgrim Heights Board of Directors meeting via Zoom, so that pretty much takes care of that day. The July party in the park is Wednesday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. So we'll be there with our usual cotton candy and snow cones. I have a wedding meeting with the two couples that are being married a week from this coming Saturday to make final plans and arrangements for all of that. Founders Day begins on Friday, and we'll be cotton candy and snow cones again at the Kids Bash on Saturday morning at from 10 o'clock until 1 p.m. in the afternoon. So a lot of stuff going on in this next week. And of course, the blood drive tomorrow, if you are in the habit of practice, I should say, of donating blood, please note that it's at the Methodist Church tomorrow from 12:30 to 5:30. It'll be again at the end of the month at First Lutheran Church. And we'll get that information out to you at that before that time comes. Anything else? And those who are able, please stand for the call to worship.
Sing praises to God, who heals us and makes us whole. Sing praises to God, faithful children of God, whose joy rises in our lives each and every day. Sing praises to God, faithful children of God. Give thanks to God's holy name. God's kingdom is near to us. God's peace resides in our hearts. Our opening hymn is number 82. Let's join together in our opening prayer. God, our good shepherd, we come to worship you, to tell the story of your marvelous deeds, to lament the horrors and suffering in the world, to find strength to be your witnesses, and to remind ourselves of the truth of what is possible. May our prayers rise to your heart, and your heart infiltrate our prayers. May we sing songs that move you with delight and compassion. May we recognize and ponder the wisdom you impart to us. And may peace rest upon us as we gather in your name. Amen.
Okay. Kids, come on up.
Does Oliver want to come up too? Maybe he can watch this time. No, he says no. That's all right. That's close enough. You're still close. Good morning. Is it a good morning? If you had a good 4th of July and everything, what'd you do? You had your own fireworks? And Luther's party. Were the fireworks at Luther's party?
No, we got our
own. Oh, okay. Did you throw them hard on the ground?
And
they,
yeah,
and they, what? Petey ate one? Well, don't throw her on the ground or she might go boom too. Smoke was coming out of her mouth? Really? So Petey bit it and it went off? I'd pay money to see that. Well, that made your 4th of July even more exciting. Ah, okay. Well, good. I'm glad you had a good time. I'm glad Petey's all right, right? She's okay? Just a little bit shaken, maybe, huh? What was her reaction? Wow. Never heard that before, but not surprised. Pets will do that type of thing. All right, here is the red bag. I guess you want to know what's in it, right? You have to guess what's in it, right? There's one thing in it this morning. Just one. So check it out. You can't break it. It's not fragile. You can shake it. Yep, you can do that too. Not going to hurt it. Just one thing. A plastic hot dog bun. That's an interesting guess. A toy boat? You think it's a toy boat? Okay. Well, it could be a plastic hot dog bun, but we don't have a plastic hot dog to put in it. It could be a boat. Kind of looks like a boat. Very simple boat. Any guesses what it really is? Supposed to be. It's kind of a tough one.
A thingy.
A thingy. That's always a good guess. Thingy and something is always good. Jelly beans? You could put water in it. Okay, there, let's go with that. This is something you could put water in. What would that be? A tub, a bathtub. I borrowed this from the Sunday school room, you know, the little wooden house with all the wooden furniture. It's kind of a stretch. Could be a butter dish too, I suppose. Yeah, could be a lot of things, but it's a bathtub. And it reminds me of a story about a man named Naaman. You know anybody named Naaman besides this guy in the Bible? Me either. Not a very popular name now. Naaman was a soldier, he was a soldier in the country of Haramia. The king of Aram really liked him. And he was a really good soldier, but he had one problem, and he had a skin disease called leprosy. Ever heard of leprosy? Yeah, it's a skin disease. You get sores on your skin. Still exists in some parts of the world, but not as much as it did years and years ago. Well, he couldn't cure it. Nobody in the country of Haram could cure it. But there was a servant girl there that said, well, if you go to the country that I'm from, there's a prophet there that can heal you of your leprosy. So Naaman went to his king and said, can I go? And the king said, sure, go ahead. So Naaman took off, and he took some servants and some gifts and all sorts of things, and he went to the servant girl's country, there was a prophet there named Elisha. And she said, told him to go to Elisha, and he can heal you. So he went to Elisha's house, and he knocked on the door, brought all his presents and everything. And guess what Elisha did? Kinda. He wouldn't even come out to see him. That wasn't very nice, was it? Well, this made Naaman mad. Naaman, he said, I'm a really important person. They should come out and see me. But the truth is that Elisha didn't have to go out to see him. He just gave him some instructions. And what do you think his instructions were?
Go
What do you think he told him to do to cure him of his leprosy?
Go back?
Kind of. He said, go take a bath. That's it. Go take a bath. Now, it didn't have a bathtub, so he went to the river. He said, go take a bath. In fact, he said, take 7 baths. You like to take a bath? Yeah? No? Maybe? What's so fun about that? Nothing? You just got to get clean. It's a good way to soak in a tub. Sometimes it feels good. Well, he had to go to one of the rivers in that country and take 7 baths. Go in, get out, 7 times. And, of course, you know, rivers aren't the best place to take a bath. Are they? Would you like to take a bath in the Des Moines River? Me either. But he did that 7 times, and when he came out after the 7th time, guess what? He was clean. His skin disease was gone, and he was a happy camper. Still wasn't too happy, I don't think, that Elisha wouldn't come out, but he didn't need to. A simple thing like taking a bath healed him. We can be reminded that when we show God's love to other people, it doesn't have to be anything fancy. It can be a real simple thing like a pat on the back or a hug or anything, any little thing we do, any simple thing that we do that can show other people God's love for them is a good thing to do. Can you think of any other simple things? Share your bubble gum. Share whatever you have with others. That's pretty simple, isn't it? Not easy to do sometimes, because we like to keep things for ourselves, right? Sometimes. All the simple things that show others how much God loves them and how much we love them. Good things to do. Let's pray. You can go back to your seats, and we'll continue with worship. Ready? Let's pray. God, we thank you for the stories that we have in the Bible that teach us about you and your ways and what you would like us to do, to follow you. Jesus showed us how to do all that stuff. Help us to remember that and to do things that let others know of your love for them and our love for them too. Amen. Thanks for coming up.
Unlike our anger, God's anger doesn't last. But God's favor, God's grace, God's forgiveness are for us not just in this moment, but forever. How can we not want to confess to such a one who is ready to heal us? Please join me as we pray together our prayer of confession that's printed in your bulletin. Holy One, why is it that we can grow so weary of doing what is right, yet always energetically do that which we know is harmful to us and others? We sow seeds of hurt and anger, and wonder why we harvest so much bitterness. We spend too much time comparing ourselves to those around us, and too few moments in following Jesus' example. Rather than letting our sins gloat over us, healing God, we would open ourselves to your mercy and grace. As you reach out to heal us with your forgiveness, may we embrace your love, your mercy, your grace for our lives. As you pour out your spirit of gentleness, may we bring the peace of our Savior Jesus Christ to all the world. Amen. Sing praises to our God, faithful children. God has heard our prayers and made us whole. We will not be silent, but we'll sing our joy to the one who has forgiven us and made us a new creation. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Our first reading this morning comes from the letter to the Galatians. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For you reap whatever you sow. If you sow to your own flesh, you will reap corruption from the flesh. But if you sow to the Spirit, you will reap eternal life from the Spirit. So let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for if we reap at harvest time, if we do not give up. So then, whenever we have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all, and especially for those of the family of faith. See what large letters I make when I'm writing with my own hand. It is those who want to make a good showing in the flesh who try to compel you to be circumcised, only that they may not be persecuted for the cross of Christ. Even the circumcised do not themselves obey the law, but they want you to be circumcised so that they may boast about your flesh. May I never boast of anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. For neither circumcision nor uncircumcision is anything, but a new creation is everything. As for those who will follow this rule, peace be upon them and mercy upon the Israel of our God.
Our affirmation of faith is in the back of your hymnal. Let's rise as you're able as we join together in the statement of faith of our United Church of Christ. We believe in God, the eternal Spirit, who is made known to us in Jesus our Lord, and to whose deeds we testify. God calls the worlds into being, creates humankind in the divine image, and sets before us the ways of life and death. God seeks in holy love to save all people from aimlessness and sin. God judges all humanity and all nations by that will of righteousness declared through prophets and apostles. In Jesus Christ, the man of Nazareth, our crucified and risen Lord, God has come to us and shared our common lot, conquering sin and death and reconciling the whole creation to its Creator. God bestows upon us the Holy Spirit, creating and renewing the Church of Jesus Christ, binding in covenant faithful people of all ages, tongues, and races. God calls us into the church to accept the cost and joy of discipleship, to be servants in the service of the whole human family, to proclaim the gospel to all the world and resist the powers of evil, to share in Christ's baptism and eat at his table, to join him in his passion and victory. God promises to all who trust in the gospel forgiveness of sins and fullness of grace, courage in the struggle for justice and peace, the presence of the Holy Spirit in trial and rejoicing, and eternal life in that kingdom which has no end. Blessing and honor, glory and power be unto God. Amen.
Please be seated. Our focus scripture for this morning comes from the Gospel according to Luke, from the 10th chapter, verses 1 through 12. This story is unique to the Gospel. It's not found in either in Matthew or Mark or in John. So I share it with you now. Pay close attention to the words of Luke's story. Jesus chose 72 people and sent them out two by two to go ahead of him to every town and place where he himself was about to go. He said to them, "There is a large harvest, but few workers to gather it in. Pray to the owner of the harvest, that's God, that God will send out workers to gather in God's harvest. Go. I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Don't take a purse or a beggar's bag or shoes. Don't stop to greet anyone on the road. Whenever you go into a house, first say, "Peace be with this house." If someone who is peace-loving lives there, let your greeting of peace remain on that person. If not, take it back. Stay in that same house until eating and drinking, whatever they offer you, for workers should be given their pay. Don't move around from one house to another. Whenever you go to a town and are made welcome, eat what is set before you. Heal the sick in that town and say to the people there, "The realm of God has come near you." But whenever you go into a town and are not welcome, go out in the streets and say, "Even the dust from your town that sticks to our feet, we wipe off against you." But remember this, the realm of God has come near you. I assure you that on the judgment day, God will show more mercy to Sodom than to that town. These are the words of our faith. Thanks be to God. The realm of God has come near to you. That's what those as sent out by Jesus were supposed to say. But have you ever thought about just what is the realm of God? Where is it? What is it? How does it look? What does it do? Now, Jesus has sent out these 72 ahead of him because he's, according to Luke's story, he's going to be going to all of those communities that he sent those people out to. So think of these 72, or some scripture, some translations say 70. Think of them, this is Jesus' warm-up act, okay? Getting the people primed for a visit from Jesus. But I have to wonder, those towns that those 70 or 72 folk visited, if they weren't accepted, maybe Jesus crossed them off his tour, huh? Probably not. It makes you wonder. Makes me wonder. All they have to do is go out, at least according to this piece that we just shared together, is go to the various towns that they're sent and go to up to folk and say, "Peace be with you." They don't have to pack heavy. Just go. Don't have to take anything along. You're dependent on the hospitality of those that you go to. Sounds simple enough, but they were warned ahead of time, weren't they? You're going out as sheep among wolves. It's not going to be easy. It could be quite dangerous. There are people that aren't going to accept you. That was their job. To go out and offer peace to the world, to everybody in it, everybody they encountered, whether they accept it or not. It's not any different than what we are called to do now, invited to do, sent out to do, to offer peace to God's world, whether they want to hear it or not, to tell of God's love for them, of God's vision for God's world. And it's not easy. Where is God's realm? I wondered about that a little earlier. We think of God's realm as heaven, right? Isn't that the default thought? Heaven, someplace up there, somewhere away from here? But I don't think it is. God's realm is here and now, in the world now. In us, around us, through us, God's realm exists. When we speak of love, when we act out of love, when we offer peace to those around us, when we speak of God's ways and act in those ways, the ways that Jesus showed us, God's realm comes near. The message of the 72, our message to the world is the same. Peace be with you. Peace be with this house. Not everybody wants peace. But God does for everybody, and that's our job to make it happen, to work with God to bring it about. There will be those who reject it. We know that. We see it every day. But still, God's realm comes near to each of us. I think there's a better way to respond to folk. I think those 72, instead of saying the peace, the realm of God has come near to you, you could say that. They could say that. But I like what my mom used to tell me when something was so close. Have you ever had that? You're looking for something, you know it's right there. Well, I'll give you an example. I took the twisty off a bread wrapper. I've done this several times. I put it on the counter, I get a piece of bread out, and then I twist the bread bag back up. And do you think I can find that bread twisty again? That's happened, hasn't it? It's right there in front of you, but you don't see it. My mom used to say, if it was any closer, it'd bite you. Anybody else's mom say that? Huh? It would have been a lot cooler, wouldn't it? Peace of God has come near to you. If it was any closer to you, it'd bite you. And it'll bite some, and it won't bite others, or they won't feel it. But the message we carry continues nonstop, again and again, repeated as often as it needs to be repeated in what we say, what we think, what we do. We're going to gather around this table in just a few minutes to remind us of the realm of God, the realm that Jesus showed us, calls us to participate in. To remember all the times that Jesus appeared to the disciples and others and said, "Peace be with you." May peace be with us as we gather around this table. And may we take that peace out into the world to share with the world. Amen. Let's turn to hymn number 698 as we sing our communion song. Is open to all. Jesus offered gifts of bread and wine to all who believe. When we gather here, we have a glimpse of that holy city where God is making all things new. The one who is the Alpha and the Omega invites us here. Let us gather for God's banquet. Let us pray. We give you thanks, Holy One, Almighty and Eternal God. Always and everywhere, through Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son, who came before all time, by whom you made the world and all things. We bless you for your continual love and care for every creature. We praise you for forming us in your image and for calling us to be your people. Although we rebelled against your love, you did not abandon us in our sin, but send us prophets and teachers to lead us into the way of salvation. Above all, we give you thanks for the gift of Jesus, our Savior, who is the way, the truth, and the life.
In the fullness of time, you came to us and received our human nature in the person of Jesus, who in obedience to you suffered on the cross, was raised from the dead, and delivered us from the ways of sin and death. We praise you that he now reigns with you in glory and ever lives to pray for us. We thank you for the Holy Spirit who leads us into truth, defends us in adversity, and gathered us from every people to unite us in one holy church. Therefore, with the entire company of saints in heaven and on earth, we worship you and glorify you, God most holy, with the words of the Sanctus printed in our bulletin. Holy, holy, holy God of love and majesty, the whole universe speaks of your glory, O God most high. Blessed is the one who comes to us in the name of our God. Hosanna in the highest. We remember when Jesus was at the table with his disciples, he took bread, he blessed, he broke it, he gave it to them and said to them, "This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And then after that, he gave the cup to his disciples after giving thanks for it and said to them, "This cup is the cup of the new covenant. Drink this as often as you do it in remembrance of me." Let us pray. Consecrate by your Holy Spirit, God, these gifts of bread and cup, and bless us that as we receive them at this table, we may offer you our faith and praise. We may be united with Jesus and with one another, and that we may continue to be faithful to you in everything that we do. Amen. Through the broken bread, we participate in the body of Christ. Through the cup of blessing, we participate in the new life that Jesus gives. Let's join together in the prayer that Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God, come, for all things are now ready. The life of Christ living in you. Take and eat. The love of Christ flowing through you. Take and drink and be thankful. Please join with me in the prayer of thanksgiving that's printed in your bulletin. Eternal God, we thank you for your presence in this holy feast. May we know the presence of Jesus among us. Take us from this table, raised and restored, ready not to be served but to serve, in the power of the Spirit. Amen. Let us now present our morning offering. Let's join together in our prayer of dedication. We give you thanks, wise God, for cultivating generosity within us and alerting us to the needs around us. Use these gifts for the expansion of your will on earth and the blessing of your beloved. In your name and in hope, we give these gifts. Amen. Our closing song, number 723. From this place, from this time of worship, grateful for the steadfast love that God has for each and every one of you. Go forth from this place as messengers of God's good news, of God's peace, of God's love, of God's joy for each and every person. Share it with everyone you meet in all the things you say and do and think. Amen.